That night, Bear was treated for his injury, and he returned to work the following day. He and Captain Shields took part in the rescue effort at the World Trade Center site for more than a year. Altogether, about 350 dogs came to work at the World Trade Center site. The dogs' calm presence gave comfort to the human rescue workers and helped break the unbearable tension. Everyone pitched in to make sure the animals were being well cared for. A special medical center was set up where veterinarians could tend to the dogs' cuts and breathing problems. Volunteers cleaned the grime from the dogs' paws and coats. They even gave the animals massages. Bear, the hero dog, was a special favorite. He received many awards, including one from the International Cat Society. Captain Shields joked this was the first time in history that cats ever gave a dog a medal. Bear was chosen to lead New York City's Columbus Day Parade in 2001. When he died in 2002, he was given an official New York City firefighter's funeral. Caption: Volunteers care for a tired rescue dog. Conclusion: Dogs have been helping people for a very long time, but the organized use of dogs for search and rescue missions is only a few hundred years old. During that time, thousands of people have been saved by trained rescue dogs. Whether stranded high in the Swiss Alps or floating in the icy waters of Newfoundland, these people owe their lives to these animals' amazing abilities. You might think that advancing technology would leave no room for canine rescues. So far, that hasn't been the case. More than ever, police are relying on trailing dogs to locate lost adults and children. After an avalanche, dogs can sometimes find buried skiers faster than rescuers armed with electronic devices. And now, we're just beginning to learn that dogs can use their sense of smell to diagnose cancer. In all these ways and more, dogs continue to prove that they are indeed our best friends.